I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chaos reaches a new level in Haiti. We'll take a closer look in just a moment. And then stick around because you can be part of God's global movement. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. And we'll begin today in Haiti, where Prime Minister Ariel Henry announces his resignation as life in Haiti becomes even more chaotic and unpredictable. Gang violence uprooted more than 15,000 Haitians last week. Kate Michel with Radio 4VEH, a Transworld Radio partner, says
over the last few weeks and days, especially, tensions have been getting worse in Haiti as gang leaders have been calling for the resignation of the prime minister.
Regional leaders are calling for a transitionary council to appoint Henry's temporary replacement and organize elections. But the details remain unclear. Gang leaders are now pushing to be part of any power-sharing deal.
There's a lot of chaos in Port-au-Prince, and you know, a lot of people have been suffering under that. The gangs have really gained a lot of control over the last couple of years. The police don't have much authority.
Based in northern Haiti, 4VEH continues to broadcast the hope of Christ into Haiti's despair.
We are just continuing to ask people to pray for Haiti. This is a long and complicated situation, and the headlines can't really cover all of the issues.
Consider adding Haiti to your daily prayer list.
Pray that this new transition will be peaceful, that the gangs will give control to those in authority who can lead Haiti well.
And ask the Lord to intervene and bring peace as only He can.
He's got a plan and a purpose, not just for Haiti as a country, but for every Haitian. Keep praying and standing by and expressing concern and love for friends in Haiti.
Next, God is bringing gospel hope to Iran, even in the unrest and conflicts the nation's involved in on a world stage. Still, life is hard for Iranians, especially Christians. As the good news of Jesus spread, so too do new persecutions. And Iran's March 1st elections have given hardline officials continued power. Peter Smith, a representative for the Persian-speaking world, says the number of arrests of Christians has gone up in the past several months.
People who they thought were safe in their groups are no longer safe. When they go out the door, they're fearful that somebody will be looking for them to arrest them.
Although protests are no longer a feature of life in Iran like they were last year, Smith says Iranians are still thinking,
the government is not the answer. We need something else. So what is it?
It's none other than the eternal life that Jesus gives.
If you want to boil it down to one word, it would be hope. People see that there is hope in the gospel.
The simplest and most powerful thing you can do for Iran is pray. Pray that those arrested will be faithful witnesses in prison. Pray that young people will have dreams and visions of Jesus and ask God to send Christian resources for kids.
For these young mothers who need something to help train that second generation of believers, just pray that the resources that are being available to them can get to them. And so as their children begin to understand who Jesus is at an early age, they'll say yes to him. There's a large population of single-parent families inside the country.
Finally, prisoners in Honduras are receiving God's word today thanks to a collaborative effort between missionaries and ministries based in the United States. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press says the journey began when a new missionary asked WMP for Spanish Bibles.
World Missionary Press doesn't print Bibles. And I told them, but we have Bible studies and we have material. They said, okay, that's wonderful. Can you provide it? He sends us a list of 100 copies each of our Bible studies and some other material.
WMP teamed up with a distributor in Honduras to supply the missionary with the items he requested. Praise God for this quick collaboration and for recent prison changes leading to gospel opportunities. But the story doesn't stop there. Williams reached out to another MNN partner for further teamwork.
I also contacted Mission Cry and said, you know, I've got prisoners in Honduras that need Bibles. Can you help? And Mission Cry said, you bet. And they provided 350 Bibles, free for these prisoners in Honduras.
How can God use you? Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is giving away a free copy of the book, The Legacy of William Carey. It's more than the biography of a ministry pioneer. It's a charge to all Christians to respond in kind within our own cultures and to use Carey's example as our model for taking the light of the gospel into every corner of society. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.